لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم آل الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: فاستفتهم ألربك البنات لهم البنون أم خلقنا الملائكة إناثا وهم شاهدون ألا إنهم من إفكهم ليقولون ولد الله وإنهم لكاذبون. صدق الله العظيم. Mumineen, this is the last section of Surah Saffat. Inshallah, we are doing today. And the context of this, these verses is about angels. You know, in a, Hindus and Buddhists and star worshippers, they used to believe that some of the angels are God's daughter. And there were some mushrikeen from Hijaz, they used to think that all the angels are God's daughter. See, you know, they used to worship angels, you know. And they used to think that if they first they used to worship without making any idols, then they couldn't get connected to angels, so they started making idols of angels and even of jinn. And started worshipping them. That's how they got deviated one after another. Because they knew that they are metaphysical. They are not like you can see them with your bare eyes. So they used to make idols. And they used to just, whatever is to they can imagine in their wild imagination, they used to talk about it. Because they had no knowledge, you know. You know, in India also you have like the devis and devatas, all these concepts is from the same ideology, you know, female angel, devis, you know. So Allah is talking about in these verses. And we need to focus on them, you know. And I'm going to read these, what I recited, these four verses, I'm going to read translation. Ask them, are daughters to be of your Lord, while sons are to be for them. They used to say that angels are God's daughter, right? So they say, Allah says, ask them, are daughters to be for your Lord, while sons for of them? Because they used to love sons, you know. And whenever they used to get daughters, they used to bury them alive. They have so much ego, you know. So Allah says, ask them, are daughters to be your Lord? Means first they are accusing God so much. First they said that, you know, angels, first they made their sex, male and female, and then they said the daughters are, they are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. So Allah said, ask them, our daughters to be of your Lord, while sons are to be for them. Did we create the angels female while they were present? Means they were there when we were presenting angels as female, they were watching God, how they were, he was making angels. Look, it is indeed our their mendacity that they say Allah has begotten us, Allah has his son. It's a big lie, Allah says. Begotten is Allah has children. Huh? And they indeed speak a falsehood. They So, you know, like, the if you don't have the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prophets, then you go into the self-thinking and creating all your false beliefs to the degree that you are totally lost. We even don't know how angels are ourselves, you know. It is only what Allah revealed to prophets through Quran. There is no even concept of male or female angels because they are not like us. So how could he... And we don't know how they are being produced either. So it is all beyond our perceptions, you know. See, human being is so limited, you know. Whatever came from Allah is the truth. But how blind we are, that if we are not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet, we will be lost on the way. And how limited we are with the angels, when there are so many of them out there. You know, Prophet looked at the heaven and said, heaven is full of angels. There is not another angel can come and worship in the sky, because it's already filled with other angels praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That many angels are there. And they are the reality, you know. And jinnah are the reality, you know. This is this jinn, you know. But we are just away from everybody, because we are involved in this material world. Till we die, you know, and then we see this angelic world start for us. Smart people who are the believers, they start feeling angels now through Quranic verses. They start having a relationship with angels through Quranic verses. The one who are the wise ones, they start seeing jinnah, this iblis in their life, and they see how to stay from them when they see it's affecting them, you know. Asking, A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, you know. This is the beginning of spirituality. Feeling angels, feeling shaitan, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like Allah is unseen, and only the mukhlas who are the purified can feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to start feeling angels out, so that we can travel towards the spiritualism, you know. Because the urufa, you know, who are the Gnostic, they feel angels' presence in their heart. Allah and angel comes to the heart. They start feeling it, you know. Shaitan also they feel it. Shaitan just came. That's opening your eyes, opening your curtain from this world of sleepy. This world is sleeping, you know. Like his prophet said, that you wake up when you die, you know. What do you mean by you wake up when you die? You start seeing all these things, which you are not seeing right now. That's waking up. The prophet said, die before your death. Means what? You should start seeing this thing now. Why can you see them? Because Allah is Sadiq, Allah is honest, Allah is truth. Believe His word and see all that. It's called dying before death. So when you feel angels, Jesus, jinnah and shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holy presence. And you travel through this path. If you travel through this path in this world, nobody can fool you in even this world. You win in this world. And you have the next one, inshallah. Right? But if you don't see in all that, appreciate all that, kuffar will dominate on you. Shaitan will dominate on you. You will be lost even in this world and in the material world. That's how it is. Astafat al banati ilal banin. مالكم كيف تحكمون افلا تذكروا ام لكم سلطان مبين فاتوا بكتابكم ان كنتم صادقين. Allah says further about that. What Allah says? Has he preferred daughters to sons? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Will you not then take admonition? Did you have a manifest authority? Then produce your scripture should you be truthful. If you are talking about all these that angels are Allah's daughter and all that, Allah is talking about it. Were you there? Were you present? Why don't you think? Do you have any manifest authority? Then produce your scripture. Should you be truthful? Is it written in the scripture somewhere? Did I? And the scriptures are only sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Polytheists did not have any scripture, you know, because their religion is the religion of falsehood. The scriptures only came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, there is not any scripture which I have said, which I mentioned these things, that they are my daughters. That's how it is, that the unseen world is Allah's blessing, that Allah sent the books and the prophets to show the unseen world. The angel, the heaven, the hell, Jannat, you know, that's spirituality, that's unseen world. No science can find this unseen world, but through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't know unseen world, you will be totally misguided in this world. If you don't appreciate angels, you don't appreciate Jannat, who is your enemy, you will be totally misguided. وجعلوا بينه وبين الجنة نسبا ولقد علمت الجنة إنهم لمحضرون سبحان الله عما يصفون. Now another thing. First they said, because they didn't know much, they said angels are the daughter. Now what they say about Jinnah? Because they don't know Jinnah either much. So now I'm reading inshallah verses what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And they have set up a kinship between him and the jinn. While the jinn certainly know they will be indeed be presented before him. Clear is Allah whatever they allege about him. You know, Jinnah they cannot see either. You know. So they fantasize about Jinnah. What they said about Jinnah, that they are Allah's progeny. Because since they cannot see Allah and they cannot see jinn, so they say, okay, they are the progeny. Because they don't know much about it. How much? Jinnah are more than human being, you know. And so Allah says, that they set up a relationship between Jinnah and Allah, while Jinnah certainly know that they will be presented in front of Allah. Father, presented the room, they will be presented on the judgment day to be punished or rewarded. Subhanallah. And you know, like the verses of the Quran that you know, Jinnah will be burning with human beings, you know, together, and they will curse each other. You know. We need to learn to feel the presence of Jinnah because most of them are shaitan. You know, we should pray to Allah, open our eyes for everything. And that's why they said that, you know, because of they're doing just their own imagination that the jinnat Allah should project. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending the books to see the clarity of the message. You know, there are a lot of, like, you know, even in Hindu religion, there are like seven worshippers, satanic worshippers. It comes through jinnat, you know, because jinnat are satans. So they worship satans. Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Allah says, what Allah says, because they are imagining all these things. What Allah says? Clear is Allah, whatever they allege. Illa ibadullah al-mukhlaseen, except Allah's exclusive servants. Allah is beyond that what you be imagining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah, except Allah's purified ones. Illa ibadullah al-mukhlaseen, who are the mukhlas, who are the purified ones, who are exclusive, they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they are in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't see anything but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah loves them, you know. Allah reveals on their heart His holy. Allah reveals on their heart about Allah Himself. So they feel Allah's presence in their heart. They cannot know Allah completely. Nobody can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. But He gives them some knowledge about Him. So that is the That is for them. So they are totally for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't associate these things like about angels. They know what angels are. They know what jinnat are. And they come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعَبَدُونَ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ صَالِ الْجَحِيمِ. Indeed, you and what you worship, you cannot mislead about Him. Except someone who is bound for hell. Allah is saying to this mushrikeen who are making all these false accusations about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about jinnat being the children and angels being daughters. So Allah was saying, what? Indeed, what you and what you worship, means you and what you worship, the false things, you cannot mislead about him anybody but the one who is ready to go to hell. Except someone who is bound to for hell. Means who? The who have weak faith, who don't know much, who don't read the book. And they only go with imaginations, they will be ready to go behind you because they are like that. But the one who are the purified servant, they will not follow you because they read the book, they believe the prophet, they believe the scripture, Allah guides them, they are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not, but others you will take with yourself. And that's what happens, that people, you know, like, who are not on Sirat al-Mustaqim, they are ready to go with anybody in the flow, you know, ready to go to anybody, ready to go to hell. That's why people have become so many atheists, so ready to go to hell. Now, the next three verses about the angels, what they say. Beautiful verses. Now, I read the verses, inshallah. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَوْ مقام معلوم وإنا لنحن الصافون وإنا لنحن المسبحون. Three verses from angels. Brothers, love Allah and love angels. Because we have the angelic heart, you know. We should love angels, you know, because they are so beautiful, you know. They're perfect, you know. We should love them and we care because they do dua for us, you know, that they do astaghfar for us. You know, a lot of us in Quran that angels do astaghfar for mu'minin, you know. They do also shafaat for mu'minin also. So we should love them. It should be both way relationship, you know. So there are three things angels are saying. Because what the politics used to say that these angels, they have a place in the universe and they have their own area of kingdom, and that's why they used to worship them, you know. And they said that they were almost independent of Allah. Now Allah is talking about what angels say. There is none among us but has a known place. Indeed, it is we who are the ranged ones. You see, you are in line. Indeed, it is we who are those who celebrate Allah's glory. They do three things. What are those three things? There is none among us but has a known place for us. They have maqam. What is their known place? What is angel's known place? They have duty by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this angel write good deeds, this angel write bad deeds, right? They have maqam. All angels have a duty to be performed, you know. That's what it is. It doesn't mean that they have any authority. They have just duty to perform, you know. They have no authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are like obedient servants. They perform their duty. Like the death angel just takes away soul. That's how it is. So there is none among us but has a known place, and indeed it is who are in the range one. We are in the sub. We are lined up. That's how it is beautiful, you know. They are well of Allah. When surah used to come from heaven to earth, they used to be in line to bring the surah. Qazat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, believers feel them, you know, and they start crying, you know. Believers heard of angels come and they start crying, you know, into the presence, you know. Love for angels. Indeed, it is we who are those who celebrate Allah's glory. We are the one who purify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we wish we can glorify Allah like angels, you know. They glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know? But you know, like you should learn from how to celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify, you know. There are a lot of believers, they go to the Saf of angels in the spiritual world, you know. In their spiritual journey, and they glorify. There are many who go even further than angels, believers, you know. So when these three verses are so beautiful, right? So when Prophet used to lead prayer, and when they used to see believers behind him in prayer, and some women were not further on the forward, somewhere on the back side, they didn't make any line, you know. So Prophet said, so and so come forward, so and so go backward, be straight line. Then he'll recite these three verses, which angels used to say. That's how Prophet reminded how close we are to angels, you know. And how believers are close to angels. In the sense, they have maqam. Believers have maqam too, right? We have the duties, right? And we can increase our maqam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And believers, when they fight in the line, you know? That's what happened in the time of battles. Believers stood in line, you know? And believers are the ones who celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these three verses are for the angels, but believer have to follow angels, you know. And they, as I said, the level can go even higher than angels. You remember, no angel will go to paradise. Believers will go to paradise. They'll be around us. But we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us this kind of tawfiqah, those kind of guidance to go to that level, inshallah. Now these few verses are coming for the mushrikeen from the Quraysh, what they used to claim. Because you know, when they used to see people of book, they used to make fun of people of book. They say, oh, you are the one who killed prophets. If book came to us, we would be better than you, you know. You don't follow Allah. So now these are the verses according to the context. وَإِن كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ لَوْ أَنَّ عِنْدَنَا ذِكْرًا مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ لَكُنَّ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ فَكَفْرُوا بِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Now what are these verses? Indeed they used to say, had we possessed a reminder from the ancients, we would surely have been being Allah's exclusive servants. But they disbelieved it. See, they used to say that if we had a book from the ancient, we would be better guide. We would certainly be Allah's exclusive servant. Mukhlasin, exclusive servant. But they disbelieved. Everybody wished to be exclusive servants. Brothers and sisters, we all believe to be exclusive servants. But it will not happen unless there is a special Allah's mercy on us and we don't try ourselves. You know, like we said today, that Imam comes, I'll be the one of the best companion of Imam al-Islam. How could we have become the best companion of Imam al-Islam if Quran is not our companion in our heart right now? If our heart does not see, is not purified enough to feel angelic presence, to feel shaitan, and hear the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of unseen world, how could we fit in with Imam al-Islam? Imam Azalam is not from us, he's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's from that world, not from this world. He is speaking and patting the Quran, you know. That's why he's giving us so much time for the world to prepare all of us. Spiritual preparation. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعَبَادِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمْ منصورون وإنا جندنا لهم الغالبون فتولوا عنهم حتى عين وأبصر هم فسوف يبصرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about how his words came true towards the prophets. I read inshallah the translation of these verses first. Certainly our decree has gone beforehand in favor of our servants, the apostles, that they will indeed receive Allah's help, and indeed our host will be victors. So leave them alone for a while and watch them, soon they will see. Do they seek to hasten our punishment? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that my decree has been beforehand in favor of our servants. The apostles. What was the decree of Allah about our apostles? What was the decree which came beforehand? Allah says, what was the decree? إِنَّهُ لَهُمُ الْمَنْزُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدُنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. What was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, they will receive Allah's help. And indeed, our host will be the victors. Then Allah help them and they will be victorious. Prophets. And now you say how it happened. Allah sent them book to help them. Allah sent them miracles to help them. And they became the victors. Now I'll tell you how they become victors. You see, there were thousands of kings, thousands of emperors that ruled this world. And nobody knows about them, right? They ruled for centuries, centuries. Nobody knows about them. You see Ibrahim alayhi salam, you see Noah alayhi salam, you see Musa alayhi salam, you see Isa alayhi salam, you see our Prophet alayhi salam. How many people know about that? Everybody knows about it. Because Allah wanted them to be known. Their books are still there. Their principles are still being talked about, right? They are prestigious, most prestigious in this world, most influential in this world, right? You saw it because Allah helped them. And they became victors. And that time, you know, Prophet came and brought Islam and they became victors with Allah's help, believe with the help of Allah. And Allah has not only brought the believers also. That's why you see Islam everywhere. You know? And same way happened to the Moses. He became victorious against Pharaoh. Ibrahim alayhi salam became victorious against Namrud. That's how what happened. That's what happened. Allah's group dominates. And in the end time, Allah says that in the end time, you know, who are the Salihin, who are the purified ones, will be the inheritor of this earth. And it's going to happen. You are seeing right now, in 40 years, how much Islam has raised. And how Allah is giving victories to the believers. One after another, victory is coming. We are all watching. Although they are steadfast, they keep patience. Allah gives victory. Allah, this is Allah's principle.
If you follow Allah, obey Allah, Allah helps, comes, a victory comes. And we are seeing right in front of our eyes.
Then what happens? So leave them alone for a while and watch them, soon they will see. Because these kuffar used to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Prophet, well, O Prophet, if you are the honest one, send the punishment. Right? They used to watch for punishment, right? So Allah said, do they seek to hasten our punishment? They are seeking to hasten punishment. For Iza Nazala Bisa. For Iza Nazala Bisa. خطهم فساء بصباح المنذرين فتولى عنهم حتى عين وابصر فسوف يبصرون. Do they seek to hasten our punishment? But when it descends in their courtyard, it will be dismal dawn for those who have been warned. So leave them alone for a while, and what soon they will see. Now, what Allah is saying? Are rushing for the punishment? Allah says, when the punishment will come to the courtyard, it will be a dismal morning, a bad morning for them. What is the meaning of the courtyard? Means when the punishment comes to these Makkahs, it will come from all over the place. It will be a bad morning for them if it comes in the morning. For those who have been warned. So leave them alone for a while. And what? Soon they will see too. You know, because they tortured Prophet ﷺ. And they were used to make fun of Prophet. And they used to ask for the punishment. Allah says, turn away from them. You see, they'll see them too. And soon what happened? Prophet moved from Makkah to Medina, and then there was battle of Badr. And Allah sent the punishment through Hena of Imam Ali and believers. There were so many of them killed, you know. And their dead body were thrown in the well. Prophet talked to those dead bodies. And Prophet said, did you see it, what I said to you? Did you find it truthful? The punishment was. And the punishment kept coming to them in the Prophet's life. Prophet was successful in the most of the battles because of Allah's help. You know. And Allah gave it to the Prophet. It is this that if you are steadfast, Allah helps the Prophet and the believers. Now these last three verses, which I will, inshallah, will finish up. Tafsir of the surah. They are so beautiful verses, and by this the surah ends. And about these verses, what is being said? Who had desired on a day of hereafter, his container of reward would be filled and given fully with a great container. His last word in any meeting he participated should be this saying, glory be to your Lord, the Lord of the honor, far above that which they ascribe, and peace be upon the messenger, and all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Three verses. These are the translation. Means, Prophet said that whosoever meets anybody and then they recite three verses, his container of deed will be full on the judgment day. The fullest, full container of good deeds. Because the greatness of these three verses. And they are so beautiful. Now I'm going to read these verses. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Azzati Amma Yasifun Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah. Now what is the meaning? Clearly the Lord of the might of whatever they allege. Peace be to apostles. And all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah is saying this mushrikeen. These polities, what they are imagining all these things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having daughters and jinn being the children. Allah says, clear is your Lord, the Lord of the might, what they think. He's beyond that, above that what they're saying, whatever they allege about him. And peace be to the apostles. Allah sends salam to the apostles because of their hardships. See how much Allah loved the apostles and how much he appreciated them, you know. And last thing Allah says, all praise belongs to the Allah, the Lord of the world. All praise belongs to him. And about this prophet says, you know, our humble prophet, what he said about this, the last verse, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot praise you sufficiently. You are as you have praised yourself. Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I cannot praise you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are as you have praised yourself in Quran. That's you, which only you can praise yourself. I cannot praise you. That's humbleness of Prophet. So that's why the last verse is, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah, only you can praise yourself. We cannot praise you. All praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. These three verses, you know. And Allah says, Salam to pastors. So, now, what kind of salam Allah sent to Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he was in this prostration in the Waqt of Asr, you know? Waqt of Asr, when he was glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The glorification of Imam Hussein. Can you imagine what kind of glorification of Imam Hussein would be at that time when he was in the prostration, giving up everything from this world, sacrificing everything on this world? And Allah's, what kind of love Allah had and salam Allah must have sent on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The level of salam Allah sent to him. That after his martyrdom, there is not day when from the heaven angels come and visit the shrine. Come and visit the shrine. Come and visit the shrine. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein, be salam to Imam Hussein. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.